So welcome everybody. Hi, how are we all doing? It's Christmas Eve and I promised you all a podcast for the Christmas holidays. So I thought I'd get on and do it this evening because you never know how busy things are going to get over the next few days. So I've managed to escape all the chaos that's going on here in our household this evening and come away for a quiet hour and give you this podcast. And I've been in two minds about what kind of tempo it was going to be, whether it's going to be all chilled and mellow kind of for this wintry inward time of year, or make it a little bit more upbeat. And I went for a run this morning out in the wet wild, so I'm feeling kind of quite sprightly, so it's going to be an upbeat one. It's going to be strong and challenging and probably for about an hour. So it should be good for you to do over the next few days and help you feel a little bit more energetic after the lull and the hangovers of Christmas Day. So yeah, let's make a start then. So bring yourself to the front of your mat. Start with your feet a little bit wider than hips width apart. And beginning with your hands in prayer position, bring them up to your heart center. Bringing your hands in this way is a way of centering yourself, balancing out the left and right side of the body, the masculine and feminine energies of the body. And just time for you to center. Your energy is not all scattered out there in the outer world. This is now your time to come into your body and into your practice. Just take a moment here, settling, breathing. Breathing in and out through the nose. And then let's start to flow from here. So with a nice deep inhale, we're raising the arms above the head, reaching up, looking up. And then exhale, folding forwards, head towards the legs. Deep inhale again, lengthen the spine, look up. And then step back into a plank position. Let's hold this for three breaths. So we're going to breathe one, breathing two, and three, and then we can lower, rising up on the inhale into upward facing dog and sending hips back into downward facing dog. So set your down dog. You might want to work with knees bent to begin with. Either way, we're going to hold the down dog for five breaths. So breathing here, one. Just keep allowing the breath to settle, breathing two. Keep easing your hips up and back as you breathe three. Softening through the neck and the face and the jaw, breathing four. And five, and then inhale, just quietly step it forwards, we look up. Exhale, fold head to legs. And then inhale, raising the arms, reaching up, looking up. We'll keep it flowing, so exhale, hands all the way down the center towards the earth. Inhale, raise up, look up. Step or jump back and hold the plank. Again, three breaths, breathing one. Tight, strong body here, breathing two. With the face and the breath relaxed, breathing three. And then lower. Nice long inhale, upward facing dog. Pull the chest through and up. And then exhale, send hips back into downward facing dog. Got another five breaths here. Body feeling alert, yet relaxed, and breathing one. Keep easing hips up and back, lengthen that spine, breathing two. Really enjoy the stretch, opening up the back of the body, breathing three. Keep the lift through the abdominal muscles as you breathe four. And five, inhale, stepping or jumping forwards, we look up. Exhale, folding head to legs. Nice long inhale, raise the arms, reach up, maybe start arching back a little bit. And then exhale, melt it forwards all the way down, all breath out. Long inhale, we look up and then step or jump back, hold plank position, three breaths, breathing one. Hold it here, feeling strong and alert, breathing two. And three, lower yourself down and then inhale, upward facing dog, nice and strong. And then exhale, downward facing dog, hips up and back. So you're allowing your body to feel strong, but the mind is calm. Focus on the breath as you breathe, one. Listen to every inhale and every exhale, breathing two. being thankful of this time to stretch and open up the body as you breathe. Three. Keeping the face and the jaw relaxed, breathing. Four. And five, and then inhale, jump or stepping forwards. Exhale, folding head to legs, all breath out. And then fill the lungs, open up, reach up, look up. And then keep it flowing. Exhale, hands all the way down towards the floor. Inhale, we're looking up, long spine. Jump or step back and hold your plank position again for three breaths. One. Remember to keep the head up in line with the rest of the body, breathing. Two. Keeping the lift through the belly, the core is strong. And three, lower, chaturanga. And then inhale, ease up into upward facing dog. And then exhale, nice and strong, downward facing dog. So each time the body opening up a little bit more, getting a little bit warmer. So see if you can go a little bit further. Take five breaths, breathing one. Make sure your feet are hips width apart, breathe two. Hands shoulder width apart and really spread those fingers and breathe three. How's it across the shoulder blades? Keep it nice and broad here. Breathe four. Make sure that chin's tucking nicely into the chest. And five, inhale, step or jump forwards. Exhale, head to your legs. Deep breath in, fill the lungs. Reach up, look up. And then exhale, just settle the hands back to the heart. Okay, slightly different now. We're gonna bend the knees, come into a deep squat with your arms out in front, palms pressing together. I'm gonna hold this for three breaths. Let's try and get those heels down towards the mat and breathe one. Sink the tailbone a little bit lower, breathing two. And three, inhale, come up into chair pose, gaze to your thumbs. Exhale, fold all the way forwards, head to your legs. Inhale, we look up and jumping back. Exhale as we lower. Now stick with me, inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, go back to chaturanga. Then inhale, straight arms, plank position. Exhale, downward facing dog. Right foot, inhale, lift it skyward. And as you exhale, step it forwards between the hands. Inhale, raise the arms, warrior one. Exhale, hands down, leg back to plank. Take a breath in here. We exhale, lower. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, go back to chaturanga. Inhale, plank pose. And then exhale back to down dog, building up that heat. Left leg, lift it skyward. Exhale, stepping it forwards. Back foot flat, we inhale, raise the arms, warrior one. Exhale, hands down to plank. Inhale here. And then exhale, we lower. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, go back to chaturanga, hovering. Inhale, plank pose. And then exhale, strong hips go up and back, downward facing dog. Good, so rest here. We'll take five breaths in down dog. Breathe one. Breathing two. Body feeling strong, but the mind is calm. Breathing three. Settle the breath here as you breathe in and out through the nose. Breathing four. And five. Then we're going to inhale, step or jump both feet forwards. Exhale, we fold head to legs. Then bend the knees, inhale, raise the arms, chair pose, and exhale, hands quietly down to your heart space again. Okay, let's go another round. So bend the knees, arms out in front, hold that squat and build up some heat. Three breaths, one, arms extending out in front, breathing two. Let's sink the tailbone a little bit more, stretch through the Achilles, last breath, and three. Then inhale, chair pose, the arms raise up, you look up. Exhale, diving forwards, head towards the legs. Nice long inhale, fill the lungs, look up, long spine. Jump back and exhale, lower. And inhale as we float up into up dog. Exhale, push back to chaturanga if possible. You inhale, plank, and then exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, raise that right leg, take it skyward. And then exhale, big stride, step it forwards. Inhale, we raise the arms with the back foot flat, warrior one. Exhale, hands down, leg back to plank. We breathe in here, and then we exhale, lower. Rise up into upward facing dog on the in-breath. Exhale, chaturanga, then inhale, plank, and exhale, downward facing dog. Good, let's keep it going. Inhale, left leg, take it high. Exhale, big stride, step it forwards. Back foot flat, inhale, raise the arms, warrior one. Exhale, hands down with the leg back. Take an in-breath here in plank, and then exhale lower. Inhale, up dog, keep going, nearly there. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, strong, press up into plank, and then exhale, press back, downward facing dog. Good, so settle your breath here. Five deep breaths, breathing one. Let's keep spreading the fingers, opening up the palms. Breathing two, so you're connecting down through to the earth. Press down through the hands, lift up the hips, and breathe three. How's the belly? Keep the lift through the navel, up towards the spine. Breathing four. And five, and then inhale, let's spring it forwards, the gaze up. Exhale, fold head to legs, and we bend the knees. Inhale, chair pose, and then straight legs. Exhale, bring the hands down to the heart. Good. Okay, let's keep it flowing here. So from here, we're going to come down into what we call the Bombay bus stop, where we come into our squat, but we take the knees wide. So the heels hopefully on the floor, knees are wide. Then you extend your arms out in front of you between the legs there. So fingertips are on the floor, you're creeping them forwards. And see if you can hold this squat here. Hold it five breaths, breathing one. Doesn't matter if the heels don't touch the floor, let them go as far as they can, breathe two. Nice lower back stretch here, so ease into it and breathe three. Keep trying to get more weight back down into the heels and breathe four. And five, and then okay, so from here, fucking it up a little bit, we're gonna do a little bit of crow pose. So you keep the hands on the floor in front of you, spreading those fingers wide, and then see if you can lift the hips and wedge the knees onto the upper arms there. And then you're taking the weight forwards into the hands, allowing the head to go forwards, and then hopefully those feet are just gonna float up. Maybe it's both feet, maybe it's one foot. You try, and we're gonna hold it. Come up and let's breathe five breaths. Breathe one. Nice and strong. Hold it. Keep breathing. Two. Relax through the face and breathe three. Pick the toes up. Lift them up towards the buttocks and breathe four. And then just see if you can jump back or quietly step back and we'll all meet in plank pose. From here, lower. Take a nice long inhale into your upward facing dog. Ease into it. Take your time. And let's send hips back into downward facing dog. Just take a moment, breathe here, and then we'll start flowing to standing postures. So just as before, nice long inhale, lift that right leg high towards the ceiling, and then step it forwards between the hands with the back foot flat. Raise the arms, we'll come into warrior one, but slightly different hand position. So instead of palms pressing, you're going to take the hands together in a fist above the head. And then you turn the palms away from the crown of the head. So you feel this length through the arms, through the sides of the waist. And hold the posture here. Deep lunge in that right leg and breathe one. Pressing down through the outside edge of that back foot, really important, breathe two. Keep trying to square those hips to face the front of the mat and breathe three. Can we lift the hands up a little bit more up towards the ceiling and breathe four. Strong in those legs, go a bit deeper. And five, and then take the hands behind the back, hands together in a fist. Opening up the front body here now, draw the arms down the back of that back leg and open up the chest, five breaths, one. Just slightly gazing up, but don't crank in the back of the neck, breathe two. Just feel loads of space and openness through the chest, through the heart, and breathe four. Take one more breath. And five, then as you inhale, bring the arms up. And then exhale, fold your body forwards inside of that bent right leg and see if we can get those arms all the way overhead. Again, another five breaths, we're breathing one. Keeping those hips square, right hip back, left hip, press it forwards, breathe two. Can you squeeze the palms together a little bit more, breathing three. How's the face? Keep it relaxed, breathing four. Last breath, last chance to go a little deeper. Arms overhead. Good, and five, keeping the right leg bent. Inhale, come back up, arms come back behind you. Exhale, release them. Take an inhale, straightening that right leg, the arms reach up. And then exhale, split the body open and come into warrior two. So your right arm is extending over your right leg, left arm reaching out towards the back of the mat. Nice and strong, five breaths, breathing one. Remember that right knee, keep working out to the side, breathing two. Settle and relax the shoulders, breathe three. Where's your mind? Keep it present. In your body and on your breath, breathing four, focusing on that right hand little finger. And five, okay, side angle pose. We're going to take the right forearm gently resting on the right thigh. Then that left arm extending past the ear in a diagonal straight line. If that's a little bit too easy for this practice, we're going to challenge it. That bottom right arm now, pick it up, take it parallel to the left arm and reach out. Both arms extending out. You've got to use your core strength and breathe. One, sink that right hip a wee bit more, breathe two. Now really turn your belly, open up towards the ceiling and breathe three. Keep reaching out, that's it, nice and strong, breathe four. I know it's challenging, keep working. And five, come back to warrior two. Now we're going to do that side angle pose again, slightly different. The same hand position that we used in warrior one. So take the hands above the head here now, hands together in a fist. Turn the palms away from the crown of the head. And then do your side angle pose again. Reach the arms up and out to the right. You're turning the palms away from you. Breathe five breaths. One. Now spin your belly open towards the sky and breathe two. Try and settle that breath and breathe three. Sink that right hip and breathe four. Last breath. Reach out. Press out through the palms. And then come back up. You can release the arms out. Warrior two. And then straighten your legs. Great, triangle pose. Close the gap a little bit between the feet. Take an in-breath, lengthening through your waist and your spine. Then exhale, reach out to the right and gently rest the right fingertips on the right shin or the knee. And then extend the left arm straight up. And you hold this five breaths and breathe one. Remembering that right hip, we're pressing it towards the back edge of the mat and breathe two. Extending and lifting up through the left fingertips, breathe three. Keep the face relaxed, jaw soft, and breathe four. And five, and then inhale, come back up. One last variation of this, just like we've been doing with the hands. Take them together in a fist above the head there. Turn the palms away. And then you've got to be really strong in your core here. If you've got any lower back issues, miss this one out. Reach up with the arms, and then from the pelvis, tilting down to the right, keeping that spine straight, reach the arms out, arms parallel, palms pressed towards the front of the mat, and you're breathing here, variation of triangle, breathe one. Keep breathing two, squeezing in that belly, keep it strong and breathe three. Right hip, press it to the back edge of the mat and breathe four. Reach out through the crown of your head and five, and then inhale, coming all the way back up. Good, take a nice deep breath in. And then as you exhale, take the hands down either side that right foot and let's hold this low lunge. Might need to wriggle that back foot a bit further away from you. Press out through that back heel, out through the crown of the head. Couple of breaths. Opening up the front of that left hip. And then when you're ready, just step it back into plank. We can exhale lower. Inhaling into upward facing dog. And then exhaling back into downward facing dog. Okay, so we're going to go through all of that on the left side. So when you're ready, let's take a big inhale. Lift that left leg as high as you can. Exhale, step it forwards, back foot flat. So you come up into warrior one. With the hands above the head here now, take the hands together in a fist. Turn the palms away from the crown of the head and sink into the lunge here, feeling the length through the sides of the waist, through the arms, and breathe. Five breaths, one. And you keep working for me. Left hip back, right hip forwards, and breathe two. How's that back foot? Remember to keep the outside edge pressing down. Breathe three. And remember, you want to feel relaxed as well. So relax the face, relax the gaze, and breathe four. Last breath, let's go a little deeper. And five, and then take the hands behind the back together in a fist. Opening up the front body here now as you draw that fist down the back of that leg. Lift chest and take five deep breaths, breathing one. Keep working that left knee forwards and breathe two. Sinking deeper into the lunge every time you exhale and breathe three. And really press up and out through your sternum, up and out through the forehead and breathe four. Back leg nice and strong, don't let it sink. And five, as you inhale, you come up. And then exhale, take the body forwards inside of the bent left leg, arms coming overhead. Really give those palms a good squeeze together, really work the shoulders. Breathe, five breaths, one. Keeping working the hips, left hip back, right hip forwards, breathe two. Relax the face and keep the gaze on that back foot and breathe three. Squeeze palms nice and strong, breathe four. And five. Inhale, come up. Keep that front leg bent. And then exhale, release the hands alongside your body. A breath in, we reach up. Split the body open, warrior two. So you settle into it here, strengthening through the legs, through the lower back. And really keep that focus on that left middle finger. Five breaths, breathing one. Relax your shoulders, no tension here. Breathe two. Keep your tailbone tucking under. Breathing three. Soften the face and the gaze and breathe four. Really try and feel your breath within your body. And five. And then from here, side angle pose. So left forearm resting on the left thigh. Reach right arm overhead. And remember, we're challenging here in this practice. So we're going to bring that left arm up. The arms are going to be parallel. You reach out through the fingertips. Spread the fingers. One. Open up through those palms and breathe two. Left hip, sink it a little bit more and breathe three. Now rotate your torso, open up towards the ceiling, breathe four. Last little breath, hold it. And five, and then come back to warrior two. Okay, remember the slightly different hand variation now. So you bring the hands together in a fist, turn the palms away from the crown of the head and you reach the arms up. You're lengthening through the waist, through the armpits, through the arms. And then we take it into the variation of side angle where you sink that left hip. And then you extend the arms up and out in a diagonal. Spin your belly towards the ceiling. Breathe one. And know it's strong. Keep challenging. Breathing two. Long, slow, deep breaths. Breathe three. And every exhale, we're squeezing in through the belly as you breathe four. Last breath. Hold it. And come back up, warrior two. Feel it in those thighs. Okay, good. Then release. We'll straighten the legs. Close the gap a little bit. And find triangle posture. So the left foot is facing the front of the mat, right foot out, just shy of 90 degrees. We take a breath in, lengthen, lift through the waist, and then exhale, reach out through the left side of the body, left fingertips come to the left shin, right arm reaches straight up. And you feel open and space across your chest. Five breaths, breathe one. This length through the spine as you reach through the crown of the head and breathe two. Squeezing in the belly every time you exhale, breathe three. Face relaxed, breathing four. And five, inhale, coming all the way back up. The last variation, take the arms above the head, hands together in a fist. Now it's strong here, you've got to really work your core. Turn the palms away from the crown of the head. Take an in-breath, lift and lengthen. And then exhale, tilt from the pelvis, remember, don't hinge in the middle of the back. Long spine, reach up and out to the left. Five breaths, breathing one. Strong in that belly as you exhale, breathe two. Fill the lungs on the inhale, really expand and breathe three. Slight bend in that left leg to keep the power, breathing four. And five, and then inhale, come all the way back up. Nice, good, and then take an exhale, hands either side that front left foot. Hold the lunge. Ease that back foot back a little bit. Take a couple of breaths. Really feel your pelvis melting towards the floor. And then we'll step back into plank. Exhale, lower. Strong as you press up into up dog on the inhale, and gliding back downward dog on the exhale. So hopefully the body feeling a little bit warmer, a little bit more open. Settle that breath. Remember, we're breathing in and out through the nose, ujjayi breathing if possible. And then from here, let's take it into Prasarita Padottanasana. So left foot, step it forwards for me, and you're turning out to face the right. So it's straddle forward bends. Your feet are quite wide apart, toes slightly turned in. And take an in-breath, raise the arms up out to the side, and then exhale, just hands to the waist. Take an inhale, open up and look up, really arch back, open the front of the body. And then exhale, fold it all the way down. I'm going to grab a hold of the big toes. Two fingers, grab the big toes. Then you inhale, look up. And then as you exhale, draw the upper body down here. Chest pulling back towards the thighs. Five breaths. Breathe one. Every exhale, see if you can go a little bit deeper. Breathe two. And if your hamstrings feel really tight, remember, just bend those knees. Breathe three. Face relaxed and breathe four. Really work those elbows wide and out to the side. Maximize. Last breath. And five. And then inhale, look up. Going to exhale, take the hands out in front of you like you're about to pick up an imaginary beach ball, palms face in. And then inhale, bring the arms all the way up and overhead, you're arching back. And then as you exhale, fold forwards, hold the body at a 90 degree angle, arms extend. Inhale, come back up again, arching back. Exhale, go forwards again, 90 degree angle. Keep moving like this at your own pace in your own time. So on the exhale, you feel this contraction in the belly. And on the inhale, it's this expansion and openness through the chest. And the next time you come forwards here now, hold that 90 degree angle. Find a flat back, lengthen the spine, and hold it for 5 breaths. Really squeeze up your belly. 5 breaths, breathe 1. Extend through the fingertips, really spread the hands, breathe 2. Like you're drawing energy up from the earth, up the legs, and you're shooting it out through the fingertips. Breathing 3. Nearly there, hold it. I know it's strong, and breathe 4. Last breath. And 5. Then you're going to inhale, bring the arms all the way up. And then exhale, release them alongside your body. Okay, now turn to face the back of your mat and simply drop down on your left knee. I'll take it into revolve side angle twist from here. So you're lunging into the right leg and you're bringing the left arm across the body. You wedge at the other side of the knee and then we're going to press the palms in a prayer position. Right elbow points towards the ceiling. And then if you can, lift that back knee off the mat, twist through the spine, look up to the ceiling and breathe here. And if you want to make it deeper, maybe try the left hand down to the floor and right arm lifts up. Or bind and wrap the left arm underneath the leg, right arm wraps behind the body, and you grab the wrist. Either way, let's hold it. 5 breaths, breathe 1. Got a deep lunge in that right leg and breathe 2. Back heel pressing out and away as you breathe 3. Relax through the face, settle that breath and breathe 4. And 5, and then release out, hands down. Just press up and simply spin and turn to face the front of your mat now. Do the same posture on the other side. So we drop that right knee, deep lunge into that left leg, and work that right arm across the body so it wedges the other side of that left thigh. Press your palms. And if it works for you, we're going to keep the back toes tucked under and lift the back knee. So you feel really strong here, crown of the head reaching forwards, back heel pressing away, and the deeper variations of the right hand to the floor, left arm reaching up, or you wrap that right arm all the way underneath the thigh, and then the left arm wraps behind the body and you grab a hold of the wrist. Either way, we're trying to spin the chest towards the ceiling. 5 breaths, breathe 1. Keep filling the breath into the back of the ribs and breathe 2. Smooth, deep breathing here, really important. Take it easy, breathe 3. Relax the face, breathing 4. And keep that left knee really working out to the side. And 5. Good, release. Let's just take the hands down and step back into plank. You can exhale lower, right up into that up dog, taking your time. And then exhale, sending hips back into your down dog. Okay, with an inhale, spring, step through to standing. We look up. Exhale, head to your legs. Deep breath in, raise the arms up, reach up, look up. Then quietly bring your hands to your heart. So we'll focus on a little bit of balancing from here, but we'll come into it from our forward bend. So take the feet hips width apart. Inhale, raise the arms above the head, and the first two fingers reach out and down and grab a hold of your big toes. Padangusthasana, you're going to inhale, look up, and then exhale, draw the upper body down. 5 deep breaths here, breathe 1. So opening up the back of the body, breathe 2. Keep squeezing the chest down towards the legs and breathe 3. Face relaxed, breathing 4. And 5. Now just keeping the left hand on the waist, you're going to keep right two fingers around the big toe, and then slowly see if we can lift up into a balance with the right leg extending out, and you keep a hold of that big toe. So go, give it your best shot, lift up. And then we'll all meet here, balancing. That right leg is either bent or straight, or you hold the knee if you need to. 5 breaths, breathe 1. Everybody keep standing tall though, really lift the chest and breathe 2. Relax the shoulders, no tension here, breathe 3. Squeeze in the belly as you exhale and breathe 4. And 5, smoothly take that right leg out to the side. Go as wide as you can, hip open. Breathe here, 1. Face relaxed and breathe 2. Settle that breath, nice and easy. Breathing 3. See if you can angle the pelvis out towards the left a little bit though. Breathe four and five, then back to center. If you like, see if you can lift that leg up towards your face, kiss your chin, shin even. Kissing your chin, that'd be a bit weird. Okay, hands to your waist, hold it here, hold the leg out, five breaths, breathe one. Nice and strong, I know it's challenging, breathe two. And remember, you drop that right hip, but you keep that right leg lifted, breathe three. Press out through that right heel, breathing four. No cheating, keep it up. And five, release it down, good. Okay, so other side, we'll go into the forward bend again, so feet are hips width, breath in, reach up with the arms, fold it forwards, grab a hold of the big toes, two fingers, take an in-breath, really lengthen that spine, feel the breath under the collarbone, and then exhale, fold it forwards, squeeze the body down, breathe, five, one. Every exhale, we're going deeper, breathe two. Breathing three, keep working those elbows wide out to the side, and breathe four. Remember your shoulder blades though, they lift up towards the ceiling, don't hunch them to the ears. And five, okay, right hand comes to the waist, keep a hold of that left big toe. I find it helps to bend the knees slightly, then when you're ready, power up, lift that left leg, we'll meet up in the balance. Got it? Good, okay, let's hold it here. Five breaths, breathe one. Keep standing tall, just feel an in and upward lift through the body, breathing two. We're going against that down and out pull of gravity. Breathe three, shoulders relaxed. Breathing four, tuck that chin down slightly so you get length in the back of the neck. And five, leg out to the side. Go as far as you can. Five breaths, breathe one. And remember you're angling the pelvis slightly out towards the right. Breathe two, how's the breath? Feel it in your body. Expand into the lungs, into the chest. Breathe three. Contract the belly nice and strong on the exhale. Breathe four and five, and then bring that leg back to center. If you can, kiss your shin and then hold that leg out. Hands on the waist and we hold it here. Five breaths, breathe one. Left hip, drop it, but keep the left leg lifted. Breathe two, push out through that left heel. Breathe three, keep breathing. Keep relaxed, breathe four. I know it's strong, hold it, it's good for you. One last breath, higher still, and then releasing down. Cool, okay, good, let's keep it flowing. I want you to come into your crow pose again here, so keeping those feet hips width apart. Inhale, raise the arms above the head, and you exhale, take the hands down onto the floor in front of you. See if you can get those knees wedged high up into the upper arms, and take the weight forward so the feet lift. It's physics. The more you take the weight forwards, the more you can allow those feet to lift. So just challenge yourself, see if we can hold it. Five breaths, breathe one. Face relaxed, nice and steady, breathe two. Even if you've got one foot off the mat, it doesn't matter, keep breathing, three. Keep challenging yourself, weight going forward slightly, breathe four. Pick those feet up towards the buttocks, and then you either step or jump back into plank. Now it's strong, good, lower. Rise up into your up dog, and as you exhale, go back into down dog. Okay, so press it forwards now into plank pose. We're gonna hold this here. And a little bit too easy to hold it with hands and feet on the mat, so we'll try with right leg extending out behind you and the left arm extending out in front. Go, three breaths, breathe one. Work through your core, breathe two. And three, release it down, and then switch over, left leg, right arm, reach out, three breaths, breathe one. Keep it there, breathe two, I know it feels a bit wobbly, but hold it. And three, good, back to plank. Let's find side plank, so you come onto your right hand, and you're trying to stack the feet, press out through the soles of the feet, and we'll reach up with the left arm. Now you look up along that left arm to the thumb, five breaths, one. Hold it nice and strong, breathe two. Settle that breath and breathe three. Relax through the face and breathe four. And five, roll back down, switch over to the other side. Five breaths, breathe one. One straight line from wrist to wrist, breathe two. Keep squeezing in through your belly as you exhale, breathe three. How are those feet? Keep them active. Breathe four. And five, release back down to plank. Good, hold it, you're still with me. Keep those knees off the mat. And remember, keep the head in line with the rest of your body. Pressing out through the crown of the head, press out through the heels. Take three breaths, dead simple, breathe one. Keep that lift through your belly and breathe two. And three, now lower down onto your forearms. Keeping the knees off the mat, we'll do this forearm plank. Make sure your forearms are parallel. Spread out your fingers, press down through your thumbs, and breathe. Just five breaths, one. Hold it here, nice and strong, build up heat, breathe two. Breathing three. Keeping the mind calm, settled, breathe four. And back up to plank, and then press back to down dog. Well done. Okay, so from here, step or jump through to seated. And we can work on our forward bend from here. So our legs extend out in front. Make sure the feet are active. Pull the toes towards you. Push out the heels. Breathe in. Reach the arms above the head. Exhale. Fold forwards. Paschimottanasana. Your seated forward fold. You just hold as far down as feels good for you. We'll hold it at five breaths. Breathe one. Opening up the whole of the back of the body as you breathe two. Breathing three. Reaching out with chin, remember looking towards the toes, and breathe four. Allow the breath to fill into the back of the ribs, fill here. And five, inhale, slowly coming up. Take it into a back bend now, Purvottanasana. The hands come behind you, about 12 inches or so. Fingers point forwards. You're going to press into those palms. Your legs are together, you point the toes. Now lift the hips. Make a diagonal straight line through your body and let the head drop back. Five breaths, one. I know it's strong, but keep working. Breathe two. Fill the breath into the chest. Lift here. Breathe three. Head drops back and breathe four. Hips a little higher. Hold it. And five. Release back down. Good. Okay, do your little jump back now. So cross your legs. Hands down. Spring or step back. Exhale as you lower. Rise up into up dog. Exhale into down dog. And then step or jump back through seated. Okay. More forward bending, Janu Shirshasana A. You take your right leg at 90 degree angle with the foot coming in towards the left thigh. Inhale, raise the arms. Exhale, extend forwards. Reach out, grab the foot, the ankle or the shin. Five breaths, breathe one. Remember, keep that right shoulder coming across the body and down. Breathe two. Keep filling that breath into the back of the rib cage. Use this space, breathe three. Every exhale, ease a bit further and breathe four. And five, and then inhale, come back up. Revolve version of this posture. Right knee, just take it a little bit more towards the back edge of the mat so you open up the angle between the thighs. Left arm, bring it down inside of the left leg. Right arm, take it overhead as if your hand's going to reach down towards that left foot. And you hold this here, breathe one. Try and keep spinning your belly open towards the ceiling. Breathe two. A bit like a flower kind of turning up to face the sun. Breathe three. Face relaxed, breath settled, and breathe four. Keep that right hip pressing down. And five. Okay, just come back up. Let's back bend from here in your ballerina arch where we take the right hand behind us. We're going to throw the hips up and that left arm, circle it all the way around the body, open across the chest. Left arm extending wide to the side and breathe. Five breaths. One. Keep those hips lifted and breathe. Two. Face relaxed. Breathe. Three. Enjoy this openness through the whole of the front of your body and breathe. Four. Really expansive posture. And five. Release it back down. And we'll switch to the other side. So left leg. Bend it. Bring the foot into the right thigh. And we'll fold forwards. Janu Shirshasana. You breathe in, arms reach up. And then exhale, extend, fold forwards as far as you can. So settle into your breathing. Keep that left shoulder coming across, forwards and down. Just take three more breaths here as you breathe three. How's the belly? Keep squeezing it in as you exhale and breathe four. Last breath. Go as deeply as you can here now. And five, and then inhale, come back up. So revolve version of this posture. Left knee, open it more towards the back edge of the mat. Slide your right arm down inside of the straight right leg. Left arm comes overhead as you reach towards the right foot. And even if you can't get a hold of the foot, doesn't matter. Just reach out, 5 breaths, breathing 1. Just open the torso, turn it up towards the ceiling, breathe 2. Actively try and press your left hip down, breathe 3. Reach up and out through the crown of the head so you're lengthening the spine, and breathe 4. Last breath, twist a bit more. And 5, and then inhale coming up. Left hand to the floor behind you, and your ballerina arch, back bend the body, lift the hips, swing the right arm all the way overhead and wide to the side. Breathing for 5, 1. Keep the chest open here, breathe really fully, more breath, breathe 2. Hips higher, I'm sure they can go higher, breathe 3. Press down through the right foot and breathe 4. Smile, nearly there. And 5, release it down. Well done. Legs out in front, do another jump back for me. Across the legs, spring or step back. Exhale, we lower. Inhale into up dog. Exhale into down dog. And then step or jump through to seated. Okay, so let's twist from here. Legs out in front. Right leg, bring it up so you bend the knee up into the chest and step that right foot over the left thigh. Twisting here, Marichyasana C. So you hug in with the left arm, right hand goes behind you, fingertips on the floor. 5 breaths, 1. Keep tilting the pelvis forwards and breathe 2. Remember, feel that length through the spine, up through the crown of the head, and breathe 3. How's your face? No tensing, no grimacing. Keep it relaxed. Breathing 4. Twist a bit more. Squeeze. Last breath. And 5. Look forwards. We'll just do a little derotate round to the left. Legs stay where they are, but you spin the body round to the left. Couple of breaths. Okay. Release. Look forwards. And then we'll switch legs. So left leg, pick it up. Step the foot over the right thigh. You hug your knee into your chest with your right arm. Left hand goes behind, fingertips on the floor. Get your twist and take 5 deep breaths. Breathe 1. Really work your gaze here now, looking round over your left shoulder. Breathe 2. Face relaxed. Really soften that jaw. Breathe 3. Give your spine a good ring out. Release all those toxins from all that alcohol and food you've been consuming. Keep going. Squeezing. I know you can go deeper. 2 more breaths. Breathing 4. Last breath, maximize into it, and then release out again. Okay, good. Twist around to the right. Keep the legs exactly where they are, but body goes to the right. Couple of breaths. And then when you're ready, turn back to face the front, release your legs. Cross them, jump back again. Keep it flowing, lower. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog. And then step or jump through to seated. So from here, let's do a little bit of Navasana, boat pose. So you're balancing on the sit bones. Really very simple to begin with. Just hug your knees into your chest with the feet off the floor and arms extend out in front. So to work through the core here now, we're going to extend the legs up with the breath and then we can release them back down. So you take an in-breath to begin, then exhale, straighten the legs, you push out the heels, and then inhale, lower. Exhale, straighten again. Inhale, you're closing up. So keep going here. Exhale, legs straight. Inhale, we close. 2 more. Strong with the legs. Bring them back in. Last one. Exhale, press up and out, and then back in. Okay, now working the side of the waist, take your arms to the left and your knees to the right. So you're kind of perched on the outer right hip. Feel a bit wobbly, and then we'll do the same thing here. So you breathe in to begin. Exhale, strong with the legs, kick them out. Inhale, close up. Keep going. Exhale, press. Inhale, close up. Couple more, keep going. Squeeze in. Exhale, press out through those heels. Last one, I know it's challenging work. Good, and then back in. Over to the other side. Wobble it over onto your left hip. Arms go right, legs are left. Breathe in. And exhale, kick those legs out. Keep going, and we're trying to keep those legs working together. Feel like they're one unit. Glue the knees together. 2 more. Last one, no cheating now. Good, okay, well done. Bring it back in, hug those knees into your chest. Just cross your legs, hands down, try and do a little lift where the buttocks come off the mat. Release. Okay, so from here, still challenging through the abdomen. Your knees are into your chest, feet off the mat, and your arms are out in front alongside you. Take a breath in. Then as you exhale, lower, extend legs out in front. You're kind of hovering off the mat. Inhale, squeeze it back up. Go. Four more. Exhale, lower. Inhale, we squeeze up. Exhale. Back up. Got two more. Back up. Exhale, lower. Back up. Actually, I meant one more, so lower again. Hold it. Breathe here. Five breaths. One. Squeeze your belly down. Nice and strong. Breathe two. Look towards your toes. Breathe three. Face relaxed. No need to tense that jaw. Hold it. Breathe four. Try and stay relaxed in the mind. Calm. Settle the breath. And then inhale. Squeeze up. Good. Cross your legs. Hands down. Do a little lift. And then work on stepping or jumping back to plank pose. And you're going to hold this. Three breaths. Breathe one. Feel it in your belly. Nice and strong. Breathe two. And three. Then we lower. Inhale. Work on that flexibility of the lower back. Up dog. And then exhale. Open up the back of the body in your down dog. Pause here. Take a few breaths. And then we're going to drop onto the knees and come into camel pose. So a little bit of back bending, but also it's opening up the front body. So we're going to stretch those abdominal muscles we've just been working. Knees are hips width, feet are hips width, and work with the toes tucked under to begin. Hands to your lower back, thumbs just resting on the lower back there. Then take an in-breath, lift the chest. And then as you exhale, arch back. Go to wherever feels good and take five breaths as you breathe one. Pressing up and out through the chest, through the sternum. Breathe two. Try not to crank the back of the neck there. Look up. Breathe three. Feel like you're pressing up and out through the forehead. Breathing four. And five. Inhale, come back up. Gently take it forwards into child's pose. Just settle. Allow the breath to fill into the back of the ribcage. So we're finding that balance between effort and surrender. Time to settle the breathing. Will you come up again? So let's meet up again, knees hips width. This time we're going to go further, only if that works for you. So we'll all start with hands on the lower back. Breath in, we lift chest, and then gently arch back on that exhale and see if you can work hands to the backs of the thighs. Settle here, five breaths, breathe one. Remember that pelvis, you've got to really press it forwards, breathe two. And then the chest, lift up and out, breathe three. Forehead, press up and out, breathe four. Press down through the tops of the feet. And five, inhale, squeeze up. Exhale, let's all meet forwards in a nice gentle child's posture. Keep the fingertips forwards. Allow your heart to melt to the floor with every out-breath. Keep allowing the inhales to fill into the back of the body. Relax the mind, keep it calm, quiet. And then we'll go again, last time. So the toes tucked under. We're going to see if we can work towards the back of the heels here now. You go wherever works for you, but let's start with the hands on the lower back. Inhale, lifting up. Exhale, ease it back. One hand and then the other. Nice, strong camel posture. Open up the front body and breathe one. Opening up the heart. Really energizing postures here now. Heat building, breathing two. Give it your best shot. Pelvis pressing forwards, breathing three. Face relaxed though, breath steady, breathing four, last one, and five. Inhale, floating up, and then exhale, extend forwards, child's pose, nice and simple. We take the knees a little bit wider, get that chest down between the thighs. Settle the breath, slow it down, relax the jaw. Remember there's that link between tightness in the jaw and the tightness in the muscles between the ribs. So you've got to keep that jaw relaxed to allow the breath to flow freely. Okay, come up on your hands and knees, downward facing dog. Ease the lower back out here. And in fact, we'll do a slightly different down dog. See if you can work the feet a little bit further back. So you increase the distance between the hands and the feet, wriggle, 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 and so that the heels are off the mat. And then pressing your chest back towards your thighs will give the front of the body another deep stretch here. So it's like you're melting the heart towards the floor. The chest is pressing back towards the thighs. Heels are lifted, hips are high. Take a few breaths here. just really relax the head down, dangle it down, let it feel heavy, kind of like a piece of ripe fruit just hanging on the end of a branch, ready to drop. No tension in the back of the neck. And then from here, we can step it forwards, come through to seated. I'm going to lay back down. Take your time. Give yourself a good stretch out here. Point the toes, stretch the legs, arms out overhead. And we'll do some backbending from this position here. So you're going to bring your knees up into your chest. You can hug them in a little bit if you like. And then take feet flat to the floor with the knees bent. And make sure those feet are hips width. And when you're ready, simply come up into bridge. You're all familiar with this. Hips lift. You bring the arms underneath your hands together in a fist. Squeezing those palms together. Take 5 breaths. Breathing 1. Keep your chest open. Breathing 2. Just feel space in the front of the body here now. Breathe 3. Keep those knees working inwards. Breathing 4. Lift a bit higher. And 5. And then release out and down. You can just settle the back into the mat or hug the knees in. You choose. A few breaths. It's time of surrender in between the postures of effort. And then we'll go again. So for those of you that are familiar with wheel posture, by all means, go up into it. The rest of us, we're just going to do bridge pose again. So get those feet flat and parallel. Lift the hips, 5 breaths as you bring the arms underneath and breathe 1. Everybody's chest pressing to the back of the room, breathing 2. Keep it lifted, nice and strong, breathe 3. A couple more breaths and breathe 4. And 5. Easing out of it. Slowly lower back down. Hug your knees in. A little rock side to side. And we'll do a little twist here through the spine before we come up to sit. So extend the legs up towards the ceiling. It's like eagle pose, but just the legs. And here we have to wrap the right leg now over the left, around, and you're hooking the right foot under the left calf. Arms out to the side like a cross. And if the legs won't go that far, you just go as far as you can. I'd like your legs to fold all the way over to the left, so the knees and the feet come to the floor and you gaze right. Settle here into this twist, easing through the back. Slowing the practice down now as we wind down towards the end. Nice gentle breathing. Just feel right cheek drawn towards the floor. Breath to fill into that space around the right armpit, the right upper part of the chest. And then when you've done that side, we come back up, let's meet in center. Release the legs, switch, twist left leg over right. Helps to bend the knees as you're trying to work into this twist. So then let the legs come over to the right, knees and feet coming to the floor. You're gazing left. You're slowing the breath. Every time you breathe out, see if you can allow the body to sink a little further to the floor, especially that left shoulder, the left cheek. There's a softness to your breathing. The slower the breath becomes, the more relaxed we start to feel. So just ease into it. One last breath. And then coming back up, bring your knees together. Uncross those legs, knees in, hug them in, have a little rock side to side. And then with the ankles crossed, rock yourself back and forth, massaging your back as you rock down the center line of the mat. Coming up and extend the legs out in front, and we'll fold into our forward bend one last time here. So inhale, reach the arms up. Exhale, extend forwards, out and down. You grab as far down as you can here. Settle that breath as we take 5 last deep breaths. Breathing 1. Remember, keep the face nice and relaxed. Breathing 2. Feel the breath filling into the back of the rib cage and breathe 3. Each inhale, the spine lengthening. Each exhale, the belly squeezing in. Breathing 4. And 5. Inhale. Peel yourself all the way back up. Okay, cross your legs. Quietly, slowly, step it back. Plank posture. We can exhale lower from here. Inhale finally into upward facing dog. Lift chest, pull it through and up. And then exhale, sending hips up and back into downward facing dog. So we'll finish with three last deep breaths here. Enjoy it, opening up the whole of the back of the body, breathing one. Sink down through those heels and breathe two. And if nothing else, just breathe deeply, last breath. And three, and then in your own time, step or jump through to seated. And we can have a little relax. So taking your time here now, lay yourself back into your mat. Grab a blanket if you've got one to hand or an extra layer. You know, settle yourself, get nice and comfy. This is the best part of the practice. You've worked hard, it's now time just to settle and relax. So let's simply begin by allowing the body to feel as open as possible. Feet falling open to the sides. The heaviness in your legs. The bones in your legs feel heavy, drawn towards the earth. Relaxing through the buttocks, there's a softness in your hips. Noticing the breath in your belly. Belly slowly rising and falling. Not forced, not controlled. Easing the lower back with every exhale. Softening all the muscles across the back, melt them towards the earth. Sense of ease through the chest as you breathe freely. Open across the collarbone, arms open to the side of the body with the palms facing up. Just let the fingers and thumbs soften and curl up in a way that's comfortable. Bring the focus to the back of the throat, the neck. Let there be a softness here. Easing through your jaw. Might find the lips slightly parting. Tongue resting in the roof of the mouth. Softening through the cheeks, across your forehead. Imagining little weights on the end of every eyelash, keeping the eyelids softly closed. No tension across the forehead, soft and at ease. Relax the third eye, the place between the eyebrows. Softening through the scalp, might even feel it kind of tingling. As we ease right the way through to the crown of the head. So settle here now, last couple of minutes. Calm, quiet, simply following your breathing. So we're slowly going to start to awaken the body. Let's take some nice deep breaths. Imagining you're trying to draw that breath right down into your toes. Fill the whole body with fresh breath, fresh oxygen, and just get revitalizing and rejuvenating each and every cell with every breath that you take. And as you breathe out, it's this sense of complete letting go. So the deepest breaths you've taken here now awaken your body, moving your toes, moving your fingers. As you inhale, raise the arms overhead. Give yourself a good stretch out. Smiling, thankful that we're done with our practice and we're feeling tons better than we started an hour ago. Body feeling open and free, mind calm. And then hug your knees into your chest. Tight little hug in. And then making your way back up to seated. And just coming with your legs crossed. Bring your hands together at your heart center again in that prayer position. Remember, we're balancing out left and right side of the body as we bring the hands in this prayer position. Masculine and feminine energy of the body. Just take a moment with your eyes closed, grateful that we're done with our practice. We've had a healthy body to carry us through the practice. And we've had the insight and the wisdom in the first place to bring us to our practice so that we become more calmer, more contented people. And we can then take that contentment out into our circle of friends and family, into our outer world. And we can share that feeling of joy and peace and calm. We can share it with as many people as possible. So well done. Have a wonderful day or evening. And thank you for practicing. Thank you for practicing with the Zest Life. Namaste. Namaste.
Every time that you get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go. Yeah, the trumpets, they go. Remind me of a Kanye West song.
Kanye West song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on?
Turning me on.
Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time that you get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you, oh, oh. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And they playing for you, girl. And the trumpets, they go, yeah. Yeah, the trumpets, they go. Every time that you moan, oh yeah. Is it weird that your eyes remind me of a Coldplay song?
Coldplay song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on? Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time that you get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song trumpets they go. I can pal on them.